This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Sanani Shrestha. First name is Sanani, S-A-N-N-A-N-I, last name is Shrestha, S-H-R-E-S-T-H-A. Date of birth 10/1/1966. This letter is being written to Dr. Rafia Parveen. First name is Rafia, R-I-F-R-A-F-I-A. Last name is Parveen, P-A-R-V-E-E-N. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 390, San Jose, California 95116. Telephone number 408-929-0234. Fax number 408-929-87729. Dear Dr. Parveen, P-A-R-V-E-E-N, thank you for asking me to see this 55-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Let's see here. What's going on here, man? Shrestha, please say, Sanani, S-A-N-N-A-N-I, has been having ongoing problem with recurrent rashes since November 21. She has had the first episode occurred on November 21st, and family feels it may have been due to some application of coffee residue on her body, period. However, she had significant tongue swell. She has mild to moderate angioedema without any tongue swelling or throat tightness or hives or any vomiting or diarrhea, period. There was nothing else to suggest anaphylaxis, and she felt better a few days later, period. She had a similar reaction on April 22nd, manifested by a rash on her chest and face with mild angioedema, period. There was a possible throat tightness and some shortness of breath, period. She was seen in emergency room at Valley Medical Center and was prescribed prednisone. Prednisone and Pepcid and Benadryl, period. She was also given EpiPen for any future reactions, period. This reaction was thought to be due to losartan, and that was discontinued. Clinically, I don't believe losartan is causing these reactions, but it always is a remote possibility, period. In any event, losartan was discontinued, and she's on Norvasc, N-O-R-V-A-S-C, which is a fine substitute for treatment of hypertension, period. She had she's had perhaps 2 to 3 episodes in her episodes starting two to three episodes period. In between episodes, she is quite well, period. There is no history of any obvious exacerbating factor or anything that family can think might be a proximal cause for this particular problem, period. There is no history of any significant allergies in past, period. There is no history of any pollen allergies or any obvious food allergies, period. She does take some other medications, but I don't believe they are the source of this problem, period. I discussed with the family in great detail the pathophysiology of rashes, angioedema, and perhaps this low-grade anaphylaxis in great detail, and told them to give me a call anytime with any asthma, with any questions, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Following laboratory workup was obtained, and results are as follows. Number one, CBC, normal. Number two, TSH, normal. Number three, serum immunoglobulins, normal. Number four, ANS screen, negative. Number five, C3, C4, and CH50 levels are normal. Number six, serum tryptase, normal. Number seven, alpha gel, normal. This would pretty much rule out any obvious reasons of anaphylaxis, although more workup may be necessary, period. At this point in time, I believe we do not have a reason for our episodes, but I would recommend that we consult another allergist to see if more workup or any other advice that needs to be given, period. I am recommending the following. Number one, Allegra 180 milligram twice daily. Number two, Singulair 10 milligram daily. Number three, Pepcid 20 milligram daily. Number four, carry EpiPen, and in case of any significant reaction, EpiPen should be given, and family should go to emergency room or call 911 for extended treatment of possible anaphylaxis, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Sanani Shrestha. Thank you.